Sir Martin Garrard contacted the town hall to say that there would be this very special march through the town. Sadly, another young Marine had died after the bombing, so that meant 11 spaces were going to be in the band. I was given the privilege to stand beside Sir Martin Garrard as the town civic mayor to take the salute as the band came round on Deal Seafront. I didn't know at the time that they'd left the 11 places. Emotionally, it still affects. And I was tremendously proud to see everyone there in support of the young men playing A Life on the Ocean Way.
Would you say there were many hundreds of people in the crowds on the roads?
Many, many hundreds of people. Schools were there, children in support, everyone. Former Royal Marines, former soldiers, townspeople.
And the saluting dais was actually where?
The saluting dais was outside the Time Ball Tower, and the families of the Royal Marines and some of the injured who had already said they wanted to be there, and I mean terribly injured, still went to watch this parade, were all with us, so it was a great honour. They were marching from the barracks right along the Strand, past Deal Castle, down to the north end of Deal, and then round and back. They were absolutely wonderful. Sir Martin Garrard had a quiet conversation with me and said at the end of the march past, would I distance myself slightly away from him, because what he was going to say felt that it should come purely from him and be on his head. And I did, of course, distance myself away in earshot. And the speech he gave was so amazing and so brutally honest. And he did accuse the IRA of murdering the 11 young men. But he also called them slime and scum. And I thought that was tremendously brave of a man on his own, a fighting man, who said, here I am. Yeah. He was a wonderful man. He actually arranged that my husband wasn't beside me either. It was just myself. And my children were away from me as well in the other end of the march past. So the children had come with their local